Welcome to Bar Top Review, Episode 1.
I drink beer, it ain't free. Mr. Beer, what the hell are you doing to me? My friends are here every night. If I don't have a beer with them, it just ain't right.
I'm your host, Nick. I'm here with my co-host, Dennis, and our executive producer, Matt. And we're here to talk to you about Bar Top Review. First thing I want to say is what we're about and what we're doing here today. Bar Top Review is a platform to just kind of give bars a review in a sense of, in our opinion.
We're not trying to criticize anybody. We're just basically giving our opinion on what we, you know, service we had and whatever else we did while we were in there that affected, you know, coming back or not coming back. And we want everybody to visit these bars and give your opinion on it and see what you think. But this is our opinions and how we feel about, you know, the different aspects of the different bars that we've been to.
The first bars we're going to review today are going to be Allington Tavern and Miller's Place. They're both out of Michigan. We'll get more to where they are when we get to those segments, but the first thing I want to talk about is go into our Instagram. Make sure you follow us. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, Facebook, hopefully at some point on YouTube to really subscribe to us and follow our journey here. I think this is something that we've all wanted to do for a while, and I think we're excited to do it. So without further ado, here's podcast review. These are the things we're going to be kind of reviewing the bars on. We have five different areas we're going to review. We're going to have our input for the three of us. Most of us, or the three of us, have seen most, at least these two bars for sure. I don't know if Matt's come to all of them with us, but I guess you could chime in there. But
the ones that you're referring to, I've been with you guys few different times, and I think I've got a good feel for what's going on, and and we appreciate the openness and really trying to produce really, in essence, give our opinion, and hopefully it gives you some idea of what we're seeing and gives you a place to go from there. So, and again, as you mentioned, commentary is great. So if you've reviewed and you have been to some of these places that we're bringing up, by all means, chime in, and we'd love to hear from you.
Dennis, what are these places, or what are we reviewing these bars on when we go to a certain place, and what exactly is the criteria that we're going off of?
Well, when you pull up to a place or go to walk into a place, it's, the exterior. I've been to some pretty, I don't know how to put it, but, bars that kind of scary to walk into, but,
sketchy places.
Yeah, but when you go inside, the people are friendly. It's a great place, and that's the kind of thing, the aesthetics. I mean, to me, it's fine. I don't care. But some people, they look at the outside of a bar before they go in it, and it's like, well, I don't know if I want to go in there, So, I mean, that's just one of the things. And, and that doesn't really make the difference inside or out, to good portion of the people, but there are people who, get scared away by the outside. And then when you walk into a bar, how it looks, some of them kind of rough outside, but when you walk inside, it's like, wow, this is a whole different kind of place, and that's a couple of the things. And then service, when you sit down at a bar, how long you got to sit there, you know, regardless how busy it is or not busy or whatever. Do you, you know, is the bartender talking to their friends at the other end of the bar and you just kind of sit there for 10 minutes and wait for a beer? And, you know, how long does it take, you know? And, you know, do they got food? How good is the food? That, you know, stuff like that. You know, stuff that, you know, most people are interested in when, you know, they walk into a bar.
When you talk about service, what's the first, like, I guess this question for both of you guys, I guess, what, how quickly do you feel you should be served? Is it like a instant you walk in? Is it, obviously sometimes you got to wait for a hostess. Most of the time, if you're going just to a bar top, which is how we are reviewing this,
right?
We're not reviewing it from a table manner. We're taking it right to the bar top. Usually most bars you walk in, get right to the bar top. How quickly do you think you should be serviced when you go to a bar?
I think within a few minutes. I mean, bartender, I mean, that's, you know, and I understand some places the bartender also does tables too, but when a new customer walks in, that should be, I feel, you know, their, you know, their main focus should be on a new person walking in and sitting down. At least get them, you know, a napkin in front of them or something to show that they're, you know, that you notice that they're there.
You know, in my opinion, I have the see 'em, greet 'em mentality. The moment that you walk in, even if you haven't made it to the bar yet, realistically, and again, this is how I want to be treated, but I want to be greeted immediately. Now, whether that is by a hostess who is right there, or if that's by just a server who happened to be walking by, or if it's the bartender throwing a hand up, hey, welcome in, you know, even if it's across the room, that's perfectly fine. To me, that immediate connection, walking in, that's the starting point of how this whole thing's going to go down, and
yeah,
and I can kind of get a good gauge on, you know, what's customer service like for them. So
yeah, I agree. Yeah,
yeah, I would say that as soon as you walk into a place, you know how, most of the time, if it's busy, it's a little bit different, but if it's a small town bar and there's not a whole lot of people in there at that time, you can kind of judge how the place is going to be, and it's judging book by its cover, right? But you walk in, judge it right away. If you sit down at a bar and there's two people at the other side of the bar and you don't get even looked at for the first 5 minutes, it's usually an issue. Like, you already know, okay, this is how this is going to go. But I feel like I agree with Matt in the sense of when you walk down, at least acknowledge that the customer that's there, right? And say, hey, I see you. Like, give me 1 second, right? That's all it takes is like, hey, give me a minute. I'll be right with you guys. Like you said, Dennis, put a napkin in front of them or whatever, right? Like, just acknowledge they're there. I'll get your guys' drinks in 1 second. I'll be right back, right? And I think that's huge when it comes to service in a place, because it's that first impression you get to when you sit down at the bar. You want to make sure that you feel like you belong, right? And it doesn't matter what the bar looks like, what it is, what kind of bar you're at, but you want to feel like you belong. And that first impression is huge, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Know your regulars. Know your regulars.
Sure.
But realistically, if you are new to that establishment, you should feel like you've been going there for years. Of course, the greeting's going to be different, being a new customer, but they should want you to be there. They should be appreciative. So that's what's going to keep you going back over and over. Now, I'm not naive to the fact that in bars there can be quite a bit of turnover too, mm-hmm, in employee staff. So that being said, yeah, some of them, they're learning what good service is and being mindful of that. But you can tell based on the leadership and the management of that, of the bar or whatever, you know, whatever the establishment is, how well they train and work with those folks and making sure that that experience is exactly what it should be. So
it's all a matter of hands-on with the owners and that, and, you know, not just owning a bar and throwing people into place and hoping that they know what they're doing. You know, they got to be trained, you know, regardless.
Yeah, it comes down. I think training is a huge thing. But I think, with that being said, your first impression is important. Your service is important. And it kind of goes hand in hand with first impression and service, right? Like, you want your first impression to be serving the customers that are there. You know your regulars. If you're a bartender that's done it for a while, or you're in the same bar for a while, you know who comes in every day. Your new people are the people you want to keep around and keep as regulars, right? So knowing that that's important, do you feel like it's more important for a new face to take care of them first as opposed to a regular?
Not necessarily. You got to treat everybody the same way, because you don't know that. And that new person that came in, this might be the only time they're there, but they know other people that may travel the same route, and they can say, you know, hey, you know, check this place out, man. You know, the service is great. The people are great, you know, but if, you know, they go there one time and they have a bad experience, they're going to say, you know, well, yeah, skip that place, you know. So, you know, it's just...
But your regulars are the ones that bring you the money most of the time. So why, in my opinion, you want to not... Customer service aspect, you want to treat everybody the same, right? But, your regulars are bringing you more money. So do you think a bartender should spend more time talking to the regulars? Or do you think it could be he, I guess, either way.
Right.
Do you think those people should be talking the same amount of time to the new people and the new faces as a regular, or do you think spend more time with the new faces?
I don't know if it's an issue of spending more time with who or what. I think, you know, the bartender's got their job to do. They're a bartender. They're not a shrink. They're not, you know.
Counselor?
You know, yeah.
See, I would disagree. I feel like that is almost better than a therapist if you talk to a bartender. You get a lot of good insight on
it's
that.
It's fine to talk to, you know, for a bartender to talk to people and stuff, but, I mean, it's not like, you know, they, you know, kind of general chat with a lot of people. Sure, you're going to know people, you know, the bartender's going to share pictures with other people and that, but it's still a matter of, you know, you have to look around and see, you know, I mean, I've been to bars where bartenders talking to these people, they pass me right by, go talk to those other people, and they pass me by again, and I'm sitting there and my beer is empty.
Right.
And it's like, you didn't, because you don't know me, you know, you don't, you know, I didn't show you pictures of my kids, so you're not going to come and wait on me.
Yeah, yeah. No,
you know
I get
what I mean?
Yeah.
That's all the customer service piece, though. And again, that's really, that's on the server or the bartender to be able to read that. Part of it can be how busy. So to your point, Dennis, if you're getting walked past and you've got an empty mug and you are a newbie there, I'm not saying you're a newbie to any bars, quite frankly, but
pretty much I'm a regular everywhere.
But that being said, it's, you know what, if you've got, you know, three or four patrons, a couple stools over from you, and they're getting that constant attention, you know, flipping pictures back and forth, they're friends on Facebook, and you're sitting there like, okay, I'm new here. Why on earth am I ever going to come back again?
Right.
Sir. What is, you know, so yeah, it's the service piece is a big deal. It really is. And there's got to be balance. Absolutely has to be balance, right, in terms of, you know, knowing your traffic and just how busy you are with the engagement of your patrons. And when you have a good server who can strike that up, I think they know whether it's, you know, a brand new customer or somebody who has been going there like you, Dennis, for, you know, multiple times a day but they get that, you know, a good server, a good bartender will get that, and they'll be able to make that balance, make those connections with everyone, and really keep their customer service scores high, their reviews high. That's a good thing.
I guess to quickly touch on it, because we have a couple other things we have to talk about, but when it comes to like customer reviews, like you said, Matt, do you think that a lot of people, before they go to a bar or a restaurant, do they look at the Google reviews of how many stars this place has, or I don't even remember what that is. Like, there's a certain, like, there's a rating scale on that, but like Google reviews, we'll just go off of for now. But do you think those people really look at that before they go to a bar and bring it? Like, is that, does that matter to a person before they step into a bar?
Well, I think it can. So if there's several reviews that says, it's dirty, you walk in the restrooms, unclean, water's leaking all over the place, and you have these, you know, these very, very pointed reviews, and you have...
Well, you go to the places I go to.
Some of the best places, in my opinion. But you see that, you know, constantly in the reviews. Yeah, you, quite frankly, me, that would deter me from approaching. Stay away.
See, I don't know. For me... I don't know if that would really make me stay away or make me kind of be enticed to check it out.
So what? You could walk in there and be like, what's your problem? Why can't you fix this leak?
I would walk in and say, first of all, I'd walk in and check the bathroom and say, are they actually leaking, right? Did they fix the problem? Second of all, I'd say, this is a pretty cool establishment if... I don't know. I guess I like that kind of bar, though, and that's what we're going to get to in this whole podcast, right?
Right.
Like, we're going to all have our own opinions on what we expect or what we care about, or and that's what's cool about this platform is we're going to have that option to give our opinion and be able to talk about what we care about and what is really important, right? For me, beer selection, liquor selection. Does the liquor look lit up at the bar? Is there things like that that are you showcasing your liquor? Are you, what does your beer tap look like? Is there only four beers on tap? Is there 12? Like, if you're a small town bar and you have 12 beers on tap and your liquor's lit up, I'm probably going to walk in and my eyes are going to be wide and say, this place is awesome. Not even caring about what the rest of the place looks like. This is important to me, right? Like, you have a ton of beers that I can drink. You have a ton of liquor selection. You're showcasing your liquor. And I think that's important. And I think that's one of our standpoints on our list is your beer selection, your liquor selection, and how do you show it and showcase it, right? And I feel like that's super important. Food is always important, right? Like, you're not... I think nowadays, back in the day, and I don't want to say, Dad, you're old, but you're older than Matt and I. going to a bar, like you've talked about Grandpa, right? And going to a bar and talking, and going to, into a bar and basically just having chips on clips and beer, right? Like, food wasn't a big thing. I feel like now, so it is. You go in, you want food with your beer, right?
Simple stuff.
It doesn't even need to be like meals, right?
No, wings, hamburgers, hot dogs. It's just simple stuff that you know that you have. Yeah. I mean, chips was a big thing. Just three different kinds of chips, you know.
How many times do we go into a bar and I look and see the chips on clips? I'm like, that's pretty sweet. Like, that'd be cool.
Yeah, now it's nostalgic.
Now it's a cool thing.
Something that's just like, wow, they still got... And they're probably the same chips that were there when they opened the place.
They're probably expired. Yeah. Matt, does food matter to you when you go to a bar or no?
Absolutely. You know, it's... And it's not just bar food. I mean, depending on the establishment, I'm open to more creative culinary as long as it really matches what the establishment is trying to gain. But no, quality of food, quality of the product, it's, to me, that's of utmost importance. It really is. If I'm going, you know, if I'm walking into a place and I want burger and a brew, okay, that sounds very cliche, but it is. It's a very typical thing. You know what? I want to be able to say, that is a darn good burger. That is, you know, that's what it should. Your beer should pair perfectly, or whatever you're drinking, with the food, and you got to have quality food in order to achieve that. So yeah, food, 110 plus percent with me.
Yeah, don't do a burger special from leftover burger because you want to get rid of it. You know, because that ain't gonna fly.
Freezer burn special, baby.
Yeah. Fast food burgers frozen. There's like, well, we got to get rid of these, so let's do it. Matt, I'm curious, what's creative culinary to you when it comes to food in a bar?
Is that adding mustard and ketchup to the burger? Is that mayo?
No, but when you think about it, is there a niche that bars is famous for?
So is there
something very specific?
Like a certain hamburger or something that people get all the time or whatever?
I just made it sound fancy.
Do you guys go to a bar and like ask what is their special? Like what kind of hamburger do people get more often or anything when you go?
Yeah, I'm like, hey, do you use 80/20 or fresh frozen? Okay.
My question is like, hey, when you're looking at a menu, is the Motor City burger the most like bought burger or whatever it is? Obviously, that's a made up name, but like when you go into a bar, do you ask like what is your most sold food? I guess.
No.
Okay. No. So you just look at the menu and see what you think you might like or whatever.
Some of them have
stars,
best sold, or whatever. I'll try that.
A lot of corporate places have that though, where it's like listed of like stars next to like this is our popular item or
customer favorite. Yeah,
some of the small ones though, they also on their menu they'll put favorite.
Yeah. Like bars that we're talking about in this episode, I have to imagine they don't have that on their menu. I've never noticed it, at least. Maybe it's something I missed, but I don't think that either one of these two places have that. So maybe I could be wrong, and listeners can chime in and chirp me and tell me I'm wrong, and that's fine, but I haven't seen it on their menu. So in terms of like overall experience, what do you guys look for when it comes to like a bar and the overall experience at a bar? Like for me, when I walk into a bar, it's all about the aesthetic of the bar and not necessarily the outside, right? Because sometimes you see the outside of a bar and you're like, oh God, like I don't know if I want to go into this place. You walk into the bar and you're like, this place is great. The interior is nothing like the exterior, right? What other experiences do you expect out of the bar? Like obviously food and beer is one, but like anything else that goes along with it, what is an important aspect to you?
I don't know.
Food and beer.
Yeah. right. I got beer.
So got food. Hey, there we go.
So for me, like when I walk into a bar, first thing, and Dad, you can attest to this, I look for the jukebox, right? Number one thing is like, do you have touch tunes or AMI music? Because in our area, like those are the main things, right? And I have credits in both on my phone still from multiple times of going to bars, right? And it's so the experience to me is, do I have to put my own money in to put music on, or is the music good?
Like, no, you can't put money in those. I tried. There's no slots.
I do know
if you didn't bring that one up, I was about to.
Some corporate places still have that. For the record, you can still slip like dollars in. But places around here, though, like you can use your apps and stuff for AMI music and touch tunes or whatever. Do you see us having to do that more often than not, or depending on the situation?
Yeah, pretty much.
We use it a lot.
We use it a lot. Yeah.
I didn't want to be the one to answer that, but it's true.
I mean, there's either, some of the places you go into, unless you put money in, they don't even have the music playing.
Right.
And to me, that's like, come on. You somebody throw a buck in there or something, And
no, it's usually me. Songs. It's usually me putting $10 in for the
day. And for the patrons that have to do that because you don't have any music playing in the background at all. I don't care what it is, but something.
It seems like bars should start giving a card to the bartender or waitresses at the time. Be like, hey, this is preloaded to $50. Put in some songs that you like or whatever that can have some music playing. Now, the only time I would say that I disagree with that is if there's a big sports game playing.
Right.
Right. So if you're in a sports bar and take it from our area, Michigan or Michigan State or the Wings or Tigers or something like that should be on the loudspeaker, and that's okay. That should be the only time that it replaces music. But mm-hmm. There should never be like dead space. Right? Am I wrong right. there? Or am I wrong to think that?
No, I agree 100%. Okay. You got to have something. I mean,
okay. You know,
to just walk into a bar and have nothing going on and listening to conversation of the people next to you.
Right.
You know, I don't want to hear
sometimes,
that.
Sometimes I don't even want to know what Joe Smo wants to talk about because I don't care, really. But, you know, yeah. And you got to be nice when that guy's talking to you right at the edge of the bar. He's like, hey, you know, hey, what are you, oh, hey. I've had this.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, Joe, he's good.
That Joe guy, you know. Matt, what do you think? Like, in terms of, like, that type of experience, like, do you think music should be playing all the time? Do you think... not in a situation or
yes, music should be on all the time. Here's why. So when you think about, let's say you have, well, let's say it's dinner time and you guys are packed. All right. You're not going to necessarily hear the music anyway. However, all of a sudden dinner's over and you're like, and everybody walks out the door and just like that, you have dead.
Now it's just dead air. Now it's just us three sitting at the bar.
Yeah, exactly.
We're like, oh, it got quiet. Weird.
I actually have to talk to you now. No. But those are the times when it's critically important for music to be playing in the background because, yeah, if it's, you know, if it's sparse within the bar after dinner time per se, people are going to notice it. They're going to notice it right away. Now, we can typically tell when... when patrons are leaving and, you know, we make that comment quite often, you know, it got quiet in here and
yeah,
whatnot. But you can tell it right there.
Yeah.
Now, if there's music going, that still fills the air and it actually takes us, you know, turning around on our bar stool and looking back and it's like, oh, where'd everybody go? Didn't even notice. So... Big difference in the experience there.
Sure.
If you don't have music going and everybody is out the door after dinner time or whatever, you know, whatever their prime time is, and once that's closed out, you notice it. And you're just like, should I even be here now?
I agree. With that being said, we're going to get into our next segment, and we're going to get into actually reviewing a bar. And this is a bar that I've always liked when we've gone in. We've gone in a few times. This is based on the last time we went in. Both these bars today that we're going to be talking about are based on the last specific time we've went into these bars. And we've been in these bars a few times. So, but it was based specifically on their most recent interaction with the bar. In Allington Tavern is in Allington, Michigan. It is a small town just north of...
south of Capac.
South of Capac. Most people probably won't even know where Capac is. That's the problem.
It's north of Elmont.
Northeast
of Elmont, basically, yeah.
So if you don't know where Elmont, Michigan is, it's a small town as well. In Michigan, we're talking probably
north of Romeo.
probably forty-five minutes to an hour north of Detroit. Right. So, yeah.
Here, it's right
yeah,
here.
Yep, right
it's
there. Your hand right up there. And just put your finger in a weird spot.
Go to about the second crease on your hand. And that's right about yeah. right there.
Yeah, and that'll show you where Allington is. Personally. The first impression I had when we walked into pulled up to Allington, I should even say, is, oh Lord, am I going to get stabbed in the parking lot? And I don't want it to sound bad, but it is a negative outlook on the outside. It does not look like you want to go inside. Do you guys agree to that? Or I that's my opinion.
The first time I ever went there, I wasn't really sure where the door was until somebody came out to have a cigarette.
You wander around, you're like, hello.
And then I walked up to the door and I was, okay, all right. I'm going to do this.
I think the first time I went to Allington, there was like four bikers in like leather, and you could tell they were part of like some sort of motor club.
Club.
I didn't use the G word. They're part of a club, and I got nervous. But I walked in, and then
they ended up being the nicest guys.
Yeah, they were great. They were awesome.
I believe the word you are referring to is chapter.
Yeah, there were some sort of motor chapter. We'll just go with that. But when I walked in, it was a breath of fresh air, actually. Like, I walked into the bar, and it was very cool on the inside, very small town bar feel. It gave you the sense of, wow, I feel like I should be here. Like, I guess that's how I felt. It didn't give me the feel of, I'm not an outsider here. This feels cool. And for me, that's an important thing when you go into a bar. You don't want to feel like you're some outsider, right?
Right, yeah. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I've been there a few times, different times of the day and stuff. And, you know, it's pretty much the same when you go in there. The people that go there are great people. I probably have conversations with somebody every time I go there, regardless if I've seen them there before or not. You know, everybody's pretty friendly. Yeah. It's, you know, the bartenders are pretty good. I mean, they do a good job taking care of people for, you know.
Now, I don't want to, you know, I'm not going to say this. I'll say this off air.
Oh, you're on the hook now.
No, I can't say it because I don't want to get them in trouble. So we're just going to leave it off. I can't say it. No,
stay tuned next week.
Who's going to listen to this? So I don't want to get them in trouble. Never mind. I'm going to leave it off. But I would say when you go in, it is I wouldn't say a family atmosphere, but it feels like you're part of the family when you walk in, right? It doesn't matter what
they make
you
feel
like.
Real comfortable.
Yeah, you feel comfortable there. And for me, like a bar in a small town like that, sometimes you can get the feeling of you're an outsider. And I know bars in our area where we live, like, you can feel that way. Now, we don't because we're from the area, but I could imagine that there's some people that feel that way.
So are you saying you feel part of the motor chapter, as you eloquently put it?
No, I don't wear enough I don't wear enough leather for that, but I wish I could be I love Sons of Anarchy. That show is great, but I do feel like when you walk into that place, you do feel like you are part of the bar, and no matter if it's your first time or not, they treat you the same way, which you can be a regular there or not, and they're going to give you the same service and same respect that you get. And a lot of small town bars, I feel like you won't get that. They kind of look at you weird. And Allington isn't like that. Now, I feel like we might be closer to regulars at this place at this point because we go there a lot and enough.
But when we first went there,
It didn't feel that way.
We felt really comfortable when we walked in, and you know, it turned out really well.
Yeah,
it's just, you know,
their size beer is great too because they have like three sizes of beer. It's They don't even really say like what one you want. They basically say, I want a big one, and they just say, okay. And it's like a 32-ounce beer or whatever it is. And it's like, okay, sweet. But if you say you want a short, it's this little baby thing. So if you ask for like a middle size, it's like a normal, I don't know, 16.
Are we using the proper terminology here for the size of beers? Big, little. Can I have a baby beer?
I'm not sure that Allington has sizes of beers because they've never really said you want a 32-ounce.
Let me look that up. Okay. Beer. Sizes.
So like what?
They got 12s, I think.
The typical tall is what, a 20 ounce?
Probably something like that. 24 ounce? Sure. I don't know. I just drink
Their big mugs are pretty big. Yeah. And their small mugs are small.
Their talls are good.
Their talls have to be a 24 ounce.
Yeah, I think their small ones are 12s.
So then their medium size is like a short everywhere else. Right? Like it would be like a 16 ounce probably.
It's kind of nice to have that option though, because I mean, I've gone there for lunch where I've had a tall with my food and then I wanted one more, but I didn't want to overdo it.
So you got like a 12 ounce or whatever. Yeah. So it's nice to have that at that place, right? And I think they do a good job of that. Most bars you go into, it's tall or short. You get a 16 or a 24.
Yeah, sometimes there's bars you go into, they only have one size. That's it.
Am I wrong? Is a tall 20 ounces?
Well, I'm about to fact check you here.
Okay, yeah, that's 20, fine. That's what you're here for.
I know
for.
Some of them have 22.
20, ooh.
Let's see. Those are cans. Nope, not cans.
Can is 12 ounces, Matt. Come on.
But then again,
they probably sell cans in our Arlington, and I don't really know because I've never ordered one. But
milliliters.
They got bottles.
When are they counting milliliters?
They do bottles as well.
Getting to that point,
sure.
They don't have a huge amount on tap.
No, from what I seen, four.
I think it's four.
It could be six. We can't fact check because there's nothing to like look at online for them, but.
There's no internet or anything. We can't find any of this stuff.
But
well done.
Executive producer is slow on the internet there. But anyway, no, I would say in terms of they have pretty much any beer.
I mean,
you
the selection's okay. Yeah, I mean, I've seen most of the popular beers there. I mean, I always find one that I like.
Sure. Yeah.
Have most of the other stuff in in bottles if you don't want it anyway. So
now me, I'm not personally a bottle guy. I'd rather have draft because that's what I like. But a lot of people come in and it looks like when we were there, a lot of people do the bottles.
Yeah.
So it's a bottle.
So it might not be necessary for them to have a big tap because most of their people like the bottles, which is fine. I'm not condemning anybody for, not having too many, not enough taps.
No,
it depends on what they have on tap.
Right.
Is the
right.
big thing.
And I think taps are important in terms of like a certain bar too. Like they have your Labatt. They have probably one other domestic, probably Bud Light, and then
I think they had what was the other one?
Bud Light, Labatt for sure. And then I think they do like a seasonal. And then they have
Blue Moon. Yeah.
So I don't know if Blue Moon's seasonal everywhere, but I'm not savvy enough in that because I don't get it enough. But I know they at least have one seasonal, a Blue Moon, a Bud Light, which is probably their biggest seller, and then Labatt, which in a place like that, they're probably selling more bottles anyway, so it's fine. But getting to the next point, their service is great. I've never really had a big problem with their service.
No.
Their bar is big enough, too, to where it could end up being an issue. Their bar's set up pretty nice, too, in my opinion. It's got a big L shape, and it's a nice-sized bar with decent service. They usually only have one bartender, too, and then a couple people working the floor, which that's for a bartender to handle a bar that has 22 seats in my guess.
Well, more than that probably.
More than 22? But
it's a big area.
Having that many people to
the bartender
handle.
That I get all the time. She handles all the tables and the bar and everything really well, and she's great. I mean, she talks to everybody at the bar and makes you feel comfortable when you walk in. And I mean, that's what I look for.
And that depends on the time of day you're going, too, right? Like, when we go to Arlington, we go at the same time pretty much all the time. So they might have different bartenders. They might have two at one point, right, handling bars. But the service we get from the one bartender at that point in time, she does a great job. And I think we've had two different ones, and both of them have done a good job. And unfortunately, sorry, we didn't catch her names. But it is, you guys have done a good job, regardless. When it comes to beer selection and liquor selection, now, us three, we're big beer drinkers, so that's one thing. But, like, when it comes to liquor, is there a big thing that you guys look for in terms of liquor, or is it really not matter to you when it comes to
wine? No, just the basics. I mean, as long as they got the right bourbons and whiskeys and stuff, the basic stuff, it's...
Matt, you want tequila. Make sure that's on tap, right?
That's right. Keep the tequila tap flowing.
So you can get that,
Listen,
that
bar owners, if you ever get a draft with tequila, I will live there.
So Allenton,
you will have me for life.
Allenton, keep that in mind. Get it tequila on draft, and Matt will be there every night.
I won't be able to leave.
I think that – no, you'll be sleeping in the middle of the dance floor there.
Or I'll be driving them home later when they call me.
Yeah, I think beer and liquor selection is huge in every bar, but Allenton has a pretty good one. I would like to see more tap selections in terms of, like, give your consumer a little more options in terms of, like, you know, an amber beer. You should have two domestics on tap, I think, at all times, because everybody either goes with I consider a Labatt a domestic, for the record. I don't consider that an import. So if you think it's an import, you're wrong. It's just a step across the border, and it's an import, or it's in a domestic. So I would say, like, a Bud Light is probably huge for a tap, because most people drink Bud Light.
You like Bud Light, eh?
I didn't say I like Bud Light. I said it's important for a
bar.
That's
a whole nother podcast.
That's a podcast that we're not talking about right now. But Bud Light is a big domestic beer. Everybody drinks it everywhere you go, right? And that's smart to have on tap. You should have a Labatt, I think. Not Labatt Light. I would rather a Labatt Light, but Labatt, I think regular Labatt is fine.
Labatt or Coors.
Coors is good too, yeah.
I mean, something like that. That,
sure.
You know, I think that, you know, a lot of the basics like that, I mean, it's cool to have, you know, Busch Light on tap if it's
I think it depends on the area too, right?
Because we've had Busch Light on tap in places where it didn't
we've
taste
had Busch Light on tap in corporate places that
didn't taste.
It obviously doesn't sell that well, right?
Right.
But in a place like Allenton, I think having Busch Light would be huge.
So what are the domestics that are on tap at Allenton Tavern?
Bud Light.
That's it.
Unless
you want to consider Labatt.
Is Blue Moon a domestic? I don't know enough, I guess. I wish I was cultured enough in that area to know that. Like, if we had Phil on here, he'd probably tell us that. But
Is Blue Moon made? I should know this.
But I don't feel like that's a domestic in reality. I feel like it's a craft, right? It'd be a craft beer.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
Fact check me. Listeners, fact check me on that one. If I'm wrong, tell me, because I'd like to know. But I feel like it's probably a craft beer. But like a Sam Adams, like you just put a Sam Adams on tap, you can always change that in and out. They always do a certain seasonal, and you're going to get a certain seasonal on that. And they don't. They, as far as I know, they've never had a Sam Adams on tap.
Boy, I don't know.
Yeah, see, for you to not know, you would have at least bought it. At least I know you enough to where you would have saw Sam Adams, you would have got it.
Or so. I really enjoyed Sam Adams, and I just don't remember.
could be the case.
He just goes up to the back. That one.
Yeah.
Give me the same one.
Give me that one with all the colors on it.
I have the one I had yesterday.
But I believe they have, so they have four taps, and it's Bud Light, Labatt for sure, because that's what I get every time I'm there. And then Blue Moon, and then I think the fourth tap they change out all the time, which the last time I was there, I think it was Two Hearted, and then they change it out. So it could be an IPA they switch out all the time, which is fine. Have your IPAs. You know, I'm not into that, but you should have that. But I think Allenton would do well if they did six taps at least. Add another domestic, add another craft, do an amber on there instead.
Hey, you know? Well, you might get more new people in there if you have a little bit more of a selection on tap, but you know, maybe not.
It going to change their patrons? Probably not, but no. it might give people different options, right?
Well, so that's something to think about, because when you take a look at Allenton Tavern, I mean, is that a place you would consider that the locals in the surrounding areas go to, or do you, you know, for the number of times that you two are in there, and I mean that in a very positive way, do you see typically the same people that are present? So is it a go-to point? Is it a focal point for someone who's out of town, traveling across 69, or You know, what do you typically see as far as...
And that's a good point. That's a good question. And that's a really good point. I mean, they've been around for a long time.
And they do well. It's and not like they've changed names or
so,
anything.
So, yeah, maybe they... I mean, they probably know their...
They know what
their
sells,
demographics. Yeah. They know the people that come in there, and they know what people have asked for. And not, I'm sure that if they had a ton of people asking for Alaskan Amber, that they would probably get Alaskan Amber. But the people don't. You know, they're, you know, they.
And I've never asked to see if they even have Alaskan Amber in bottle. They might. They might have that in bottle, and they might have other things in bottles, which I know they sell bottles, so yeah. They might have that stuff in bottle, which is great and fine, but. When I go to a bar, and this is my opinion, when I go to a bar, I want it on draft, right? Like, I'm not going to a bar to have a bottle. I could get that at home if I want.
When you go to a bar, you order a salad. What are you talking about?
That was a one-time thing, all right? And mm-hmm. I realized after I even looked at the menu in a
They're not going to cater to you.
That was a terrible decision, especially at the bar we were at then. We'll get to that bar down the road.
That'll be later on.
That'll be a later on bar, but...
Stay tuned for that one.
Yeah, we'll bring that up later. But
we had to do the Dukes of Hazzard slide and get out of there.
That doesn't matter right now, okay?
New York City.
It's not what we're talking about right now. So, Arlington Tavern's food, pretty good. I haven't had an issue with their food. Now, with that being said,
and depends on who's cooking.
I don't want to bring this up, right? They had an amazing cook. He retired, sort of. Sometimes he's there. I don't really know what his deal is. But now, before COVID, they had an awesome chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
And then after COVID, we ordered the chicken sandwich, and it was literally like a chicken patty.
Yeah.
So it was not the same.
All right, Nick, I'm going to put you on the hot seat for a minute.
Go ahead.
So you said that their food is pretty good. You've never had issues. Define that.
So, it's bar food, right? Okay. So, it's what you would expect from bar food.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're looking for a extravagant meal, Arlington and Tavern is not the place to go for an extravagant meal. Have I ever had an issue with their food? No, except for that chicken sandwich situation.
Okay.
So, that put a bad taste in, I think, my dad and I's mouth of... Yeah. That, like, you changed your food completely, right?
Got it.
So that was the situation. Now, their mushrooms, their fried mushrooms are incredible, and I will say this till I'm blue in the face. They're the best fried mushrooms I've ever had in my life. Yeah. They're incredible. So
they got good specials too. They got good specials too.
They do.
You go there,
yeah,
you know.
daily. They change their specials daily, which is cool. So you don't see that in a lot of bars, like, they'll put their specials out, but they always seem to do... Arlington, whenever I go in there, it's always something different, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's... Maybe they're trying to get rid of it, or I don't know what it is, but it's something different, so...
I don't know. When I go in there, I know there's a lot of people that get the specials and stuff, so it's got to be...
So what are some of the specials that you see when you're in there? You know, what do you...
Their buffalo burger is... outstanding.
I've had that one. That is...
That's not always... They put it on special, but that's always on the menu.
It's on the menu, but sometimes they do a special with it, too. And they do a lot of different stuff.
They did
stuff.
It like a spaghetti... Like some sort of
stroganoff kind of thing.
Yeah, they did a stroganoff thing, and a guy was sitting next to me getting it the other day when I was there, and it actually looked amazing. And from a place like a random bar, you wouldn't expect something that looks that good, and it did look pretty good. Now, it looked like a smaller portion than you get from, like, an Olive Garden, but I don't expect that from an Arlington Tavern either.
So. Right. Well, the price was good, too. Their prices are awesome.
Yep.
I mean, you want to compare prices to other restaurants, and, I mean, you can...
I don't think anything matches up, to be honest. There's places that are way more expensive that are probably less quality than what you get at Arlington Tavern. But
we've had lunch there and walked out paying $30, and other places you get almost the same amount of food and you're at like up to $70.
Right,
so,
right.
I mean, yeah, if you want good price and, you know, good food, you know, that's a good place to go to.
So, like, at Arlington, the overall experience is good. And in terms of your aesthetic, you walk in, obviously the outside is kind of like, whoa, don't know. But then you walk in and it's a great atmosphere on the inside. People feel welcoming. You're great on the inside. Now, lately, it's been kind of a smoky smell. Not smoky on the inside, but like a burning smell almost. And yeah. I don't know if that's something to do with like, you know, kitchen
it's
stuff
probably,
or whatever.
Yeah, something wrong with our makeup air or something like that. I talked to my son-in-law, Phil, about it. He's a cook at C.J. Mahoney's. And he was telling me that that's probably a makeup error, or it's, you know, the vent fans need to get cleaned, or it's something. So it's maintenance kind of thing that they need to maybe put a little money into getting updated or fixed properly, you know, because, yeah, I mean, I've walked out of there smelling like
a grease fryer almost,
yeah,
right? Yeah,
yeah. And that's not a good thing.
No, and that's a negative to them, but you still had a good experience while you're there, so you're like, it's almost worth it, right?
Yeah.
And that's the thing. One thing I would say about them is they have a weird DJ disco area that's kind of weird, and yeah, they don't utilize it for what it should be for.
I haven't been able to figure that out yet, but right.
The last time we were there later at night, and they were setting up for that.
Yeah.
And they were playing DJ music. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it was they're getting ready for a DJ night and, you know, people dance and stuff. In all honesty, we haven't been there late enough to know that or know what they do. Like, it could be really beneficial for them, and they make a lot of money on their dance right. nights. But I don't think that that's really the right move into a place like that. I feel like, especially in the area they're in, I feel like live music would almost be better.
I don't know. I don't know how good it does. I mean, that's got to be another podcast. We got to go there
sure.
some evening on the weekend and check it out to see what really happens.
And I feel like most of these bars we're going to have to check out a second time. Hopefully yeah. people hear from us and they say, hey, come see us again, and we'll, you know, we'll really show you what goes on.
Most of the bars we go to in the evening are bars that have live music because yeah. – I mean, that's what we're into. So
sure.
if it's a DJ or whatever it is, you know.
And I'm good with the DJ too. Like, if you have a DJ that's playing good music that I don't have to put my money into the jukebox to make me entertained,
right.
great, cool, play your music. But if you have a DJ booth and there's disco ball on the floor and lights everywhere and we don't really know what it's for,
right?
Why not get rid of the DJ booth and put a band?
Yeah.
Right? Wouldn't you say a live band is more entertaining than a DJ booth? Maybe I'm wrong.
It's all demographics. It's all
but
what the people
so
like.
So in their area, right? Do you think Allington is the DJ booth type of people? I don't know, Matt.
I don't know.
You,
I mean,
you
Nick,
live closer to there than I do.
You and your motor chapter, you know, those they really might like Whoomp There It Is, and you know,
yeah,
a few of those.
If I had,
do they understand their demographic?
If I had,
that's
to
really
guess,
the question.
A motor chapter probably doesn't want "Whoop There It Is" on the speaker. So I'm going to go ahead and say that me and my motor chapter not happy with the DJ music. So get live music, Allington. Allington, get live music, because I think that's better off for you, and that's my opinion.
They
get
do
get some live music.
I think they do. I think. When I was talking to the one bartender, she was saying that they're talking about possibly getting live music again in the fall or something like that. So
that'd be cool. I mean, that's
going
to
be better. That room is, that area
it's
there
huge.
Is kind of a waste.
It is. And there's a lot of space that they could add to. A, you can add tables there to get more customers.
I mean, you need a place for the band, though. If you take that out, you got to have a place to put the band.
Seems
you
know, like it's a big enough area, though. I don't know. I could be wrong. But you were in a band, so I don't know better.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's big
White
enough.
Ash looking
big
up
enough.
On YouTube.
Big enough.
White Ash on YouTube. All right. Moving on. They do have daily specials like you talked about, and they do have a special event called Twerky Day Party. And that's at Allington. Hold on, is that Allington? Maybe I'm wrong. Hold on, let me see.
Yeah,
it's at Allington
because
it was Allington. It's Allington Tavern. They have a Twerky Day party. I'm not going to give you the dates or anything. You can look it up on their Facebook page. But so they do special events like that. And it's from what it seems like when I drive past late at night or whatever, their special events seem to do pretty well. There's people there all night. So check it out. Facebook, Allington Tavern. I'm sure it'll be fun. Seems like a cool place.
A-L-L-E-N-T-O-N, Allington.
Is that what I'm saying or no?
I thought you were saying Allington.
I might do that, but Allington, Allington.
For when you go look it up on Facebook.
Anyway, Allington Tavern. Any last notes on Allington?
No, I think everybody should check it out for themselves and, you know, see what they think about it. I give it a thumbs up.
Yeah, me too. Down the line, we're going to actually have, percentage reviews and things like that for these places. So Allington and, like, in our next segment, Miller's, we're going to be able to give you more of a review on, like, the percentage that we want. But we wanted to get this out here because we've been talking about this podcast forever and we wanted to get it out. So we wanted to talk about what we're doing, and we're going to do these two again down the line. But
yeah, we'll do an evening version.
Yeah. To give you guys more of a nightlife of these places too. Yeah. But so with that being said, our next place is Miller's Place in Capac, Michigan. Dennis, what's your first thought on Miller's Place?
It reminds me of some of the bars I used to go to with my dad in Hamtramck, where there's like no windows. You walk in, you know what I mean? It's like you kind of get funneled. It's almost like they should have an arrow on the side of the building pointing to the entrance. So you know.
Cattle herding?
Yeah, kind of like that. Like, come in here. The building needs work for sure. Once you walk in, it's another one of those places that looks okay when you walk in there. The outside is deceiving to what you see on the inside. So, it's dated. The new owners haven't really done a lot to update it. I think they added a couple more TVs, but it's one of those bars that have been around for a long time, and it's a hometown bar. It's in a small town. A lot of people from the town probably go there all the time, and
I would say that it's definitely like if you live in the area, you know what it is, right? But outside of the area, there's no way that you would know that Miller's Place is there. There's no signage on the outside of Capac town. There's nothing like that to know that they're around, which is silly to me. Now, with that being said, the bar we just talked about, Allington. Yeah,
they don't either.
But people still go there, right? When we drive past Miller's throughout the day, doesn't look like there's a lot of people in, but sometimes when you go in there, it's like, oh, this is weird. Like, these people are here. So I don't know if people in the neighborhood walk there.
It's opposite, too. I mean, I've been here in the evening where, there's cars all out in front, but then when you walk in, there's like seven people in there.
Right.
You know, so I'm not really sure where all those people are, but It depends
family
on the
dollar?
Day.
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, it depends on the day, I guess. You know, it's just like all bars. You know, if you certain days they're busy, certain days they're not, you know?
Yeah. I would say first impression, like their sign is brutal on the outside. Now, yeah,
they could have done a better with signage. Being new owners and stuff, you would think that they would have done a little bit more. But
yeah, the sign on the outside is not great. It looks like it's kind of just tucked away. It looks like it makes you feel like you might get beat up while you walk in there, right? And that's not a good look when you're trying to find a place to eat or get a drink or just relax for the night, right? You want to have that feel of comfort. And I don't feel that on the outside of that.
If you're driving through town,
it's not the first
place. It's not something that is like, oh, wow, look at that. Let's go in there kind of thing.
Right.
Because it doesn't have that vibe on the sign or anything. Nothing making you want to go there. And, you know, it's a small town on a main road where, you know, people drive through it. So.
And then when we walked into to the bar the first time in the Miller's Place, it was pretty smoky.
Yeah.
It was pretty smoky in the bar. So that tells me one of your vents is messed up.
Again, right.
You know, and it's a big fryer smell. Makes you smell like you are cooking for them that day. And you walk out feeling the same way, right? And that's bad. Bad impression when it comes to somebody that is new, right? You walk into a place, you're like, oh crap, like this place is smoky. Should we not eat here? Or should we not drink here?
Well, bringing that point up, we went there that one day to eat and we got halfway done with our beers. And by the time she got to us with the menus, we didn't even want to eat anymore because it smelled so bad.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's not good.
Right. As far as it's a bad taste in your mouth. And now, with that being said, their cheese bread is amazing. And we've had that before. And
it's a good taste in your mouth.
It's a good taste in your mouth, and their cheese bread is great. So they're doing something right there, which is great. I've never really had a problem with the food. Their pickle fries or whatever are great too.
Mm-hmm.
So they do good food. It's just bad taste in your mouth when you walk in and you get smokiness and it's like, well, do I even want to stay here to eat? Do I want to sit in here? If I have a kid or a bunch of kids, and do I want them to sit in the smokiness? Probably not.
Right.
I don't know. That's just the first impression when you walk in, right? And that's the most important, in my opinion. You want people to walk in and say, I want to be here. I want to stay here.
Yeah. You don't want to walk out smelling like the bar you just sat in, you know.
Right.
You know. And, you know, service. I mean, depends on when you go during the day. I've been in there earlier in the day and got served right away, and went in there later in the day with a different bartender, and there was like seven people in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me forever to even get waited on. And
one
then,
beer, right?
Yeah.
And were you acknowledged or?
No, not
was
really.
Delay I mean, that? Yeah.
She was going in and out of the kitchen and doing stuff and taking care of people. And then, you know, we got our beer quick. Remember, that was that time we went in there? We got our beer quick, but we had to ask for menus.
Right. She didn't even acknowledge.
And that was like, we were halfway done with our beer before she even came by to where, you know, can we get menus? You know, and then she brought them to us, and that was that.
Yeah. And I feel like that's, again, it's something that I guess we expect because we've been in there before, and it's just something that we are used to, but if you're a new patron to the place, you don't want that to have happen, right? You want to see quick service, and it doesn't necessarily mean you're getting your food fast or your beers fast but at least be acknowledged quickly, right? Like, hey, I'll be right with you. I'm the only one here today.
Right.
Even if she's the one, you know, staffing is crazy right now with everybody, and I get that. But even if she's the only one cooking, bartending, waiting, at least acknowledge those patrons so that they know, okay, she's going to be right there, right? And I think that's the problem they have is they don't acknowledge you fast enough.
Right. See them, greet them. You know, when quite frankly, when you greet someone right away, you buy yourself time.
Right.
And things happen. It's, you know what, that's bar life. That's customer service.
Yeah.
But, it's not trashing the place or nothing like that, but it's like a heads up to the owners to make sure that these things are in placement with your employees.
Right.
You know, first thing you tell employees, make sure that when somebody walks in the door, they're greeted. You give them a napkin, ask them what they want to drink. You know, you can have, you know, 18 people at the bar, but, you know, well, I don't know if they can, but.
Wait, so it might not fit.
You still, you know, as you're taking beers to these guys down here, throw a couple napkins in front and say, I'll be right with you.
Right, right.
You know, but to just walk by and, you know, that's the kind of stuff that irritates me is when, you know, you sit there and you don't get acknowledged.
Yeah. No, I agree with you 100%. It's a simple thing to just say, hey, I'll be right with you. Right. Makes us feel like, okay, she saw us at least.
She's busy. Yeah. Okay.
Sure. Their beer and liquor selection is slight. My problem with their beer selection is their taps. They have 6 of them, and they don't utilize them the right way, I think, is the problem. Because I think they have, like, Miller Coors and another super domestic, which is unnecessary. And you could add an amber. You could add something different. Right. And I think when we were there last, I think they had 2. I think it was Oberon and Blue Moon, which, why do you want the same...
Right.
So do you think it's a case where they're catering to their demographic? Do you think they understand that, or is it just are they just flopped right now?
It could be the case that they're
it could be that, or it also could be the distributor giving them deals on stuff,
sure,
or pushing it. And you know, I mean, it's like, yeah, I don't really know. It's hard to say without talking to the owners or whoever's ordering the beer why they do that.
I would like to know. I would like to know why you're ordering the way that you do. And most of these bars, I would like to kind of ask, like, what is the reason you have these? When you go to a corporate bar, let's throw it out there, Beat-Ups, right? Like, they have 37 beers on tap or whatever.
Not but all bars can do that.
Right, and not all bars can do that, but and they're going to only get what they sell, which makes sense. But you're not going to tell me that an Oberon and a Blue Moon are that much different to where you'd have to have both of them on a tap. It just doesn't make sense.
No.
So maybe have one or the other at the time. So I don't know. It gives me like a 1970, and I wasn't alive in 1978, but gives me like that kind of feel. 1978 lounge, like I'm in a old school lounge feel when you go in there. There's those booths everywhere. It's like, there's just,
yeah,
when you, it's not the same. It is not a bar atmosphere in my opinion.
Yeah. I don't think they utilize the space. I would have thought that because they did put a stage in. The old owners didn't have a stage and they put an actual stage in.
Is it a movable stage though? Cause I don't know.
I never really went up close to it, but, I would think that, you can do more live stuff, more. You know, we were in that one time and they were selling tickets to a comic or something.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, I get it. Depending on the comic, I don't know. I wasn't really sure who the guy was, but.
No.
I don't know. That's a kind of a tricky thing there. You know, I would think that you would be more concerned about doing, you know, music and stuff like that in an area, in a place like that.
And it might do well. I don't know. Like we said, we haven't been there in that time frame.
Were the tickets to pay the comic?
Sure, could have been. But you know, you're charging tickets when you're in a small town like this, I just don't see it being a big hit.
I don't know. Maybe it's the only thing
around here for them to do. I don't know.
Right. We didn't really follow up on that, which, shame on us. We probably should talk to somebody about it to see how it turned out. I mean, it could have turned out really well. But I'm just a live music guy.
Sure.
I was in a band for a long time. I've always music. I'm a 70s, music kind of guy. And it's just the whole band thing is just, to me, whether it's country or rock or whatever it is, I think it's starting to trend back to that.
Mm-hmm.
And these, bar owners have to start thinking about it. There's a lot of bands out there that want to play.
Sure.
And some of them you can get pretty cheap just to get people in the door. So.
Yeah. Their food menu. Did you have something to say?
I was trying to wait for you to chime in.
I was waiting.
And this will kind of segue into food a little bit, but I did notice, and I didn't check this for Allenton Tavern, but I did notice they have an actual website, not just a Facebook page or a Snapagram or anything like that.
Is this for Allenton, you said?
No, for Miller's Place.
Okay.
Miller's-place-kpac.com. Looking at the site, it's very well laid out, and they have their menu posted. I think they did.
I looked at this the other day.
Okay.
Went to events or something like that.
And no upcoming events.
Right.
Oh, okay. So it's still a nice place. You know what? The website's nice. I look at those types of things because I look at, how quickly can I get the information that I'm looking for? Do they have online ordering capabilities? I was pleasantly surprised that I see a button right here that says order online. So hot dog, let's get a pizza. Now, that said, I click order online. And it takes me to another web page, Smart Online Order, which I'm familiar with the organization. It says order online. And I'm getting a message that says online ordering is open. But then in a big red box, it says we are currently closed and will open again soon. So are they closed right now? Are they open?
Is there just online site?
So
interesting.
You've got, in my humble opinion, you've got a really nice... really nice website setup. It's easy to navigate. It's easy to get through. Definitely want to make sure if you're going to have online ordering that complements it as well, because this is the type of thing I would go to and I would know exactly where to go. And to me, that's a selling point, not necessarily if I'm going to go into the bar, of course, but we're going to get into some of the food, but there's different things that they're known for that they do well. And well, when you talk about the cheese bread,
great.
Exactly. So I want to be able to go on here. I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to do it online.
Right. Yeah. I want to order the cheese bread and get it home so I can eat it. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So definite, nice site. Let's get the online ordering piece.
Matt, because you're kind of a shy person that kind of keeps to yourself.
I can't stand people. I will, if I'm at the gas pump, if it says you have to go in and see the cashier, I will go right past that and just drive to the next gas station hoping I don't run out of gas because I really don't want to go in.
But most of their current events are listed on their Facebook page too. So if you go to Miller's Place and look up their Facebook page, a lot of their current events are on there, doing certain events like that. Sometimes specials are posted on there, things like that. They do a happy hour from 3 to 6, Monday through Friday, so that's cool. It's good to know happy hours because it makes you happy.
Yeah, makes you real happy.
And I think it was like $1 domestic beers or $2 domestic beers like that. Pretty good deal when you go there for their happy hours and things like that. Now, one positive note that I will say, I was there a few months back, and they had an old beat-up ice machine. And I said, this is kind of a weird look. It's in the middle of the bar. It doesn't look great. It's bad, bad aesthetic. Went in there recently, and it was updated. They had a brand new one. And it made the place look actually super nice. So I would say in a positive, they are investing money into fixing it. It may be slow. It may be, you know, whatever it may be, but they're doing things to update it. And just that makes it look so much better on the inside. The old one was old and it looked like it was from 1950s. It was bad. It looked like an old fridge that somebody just pulled ice bags out of, is what it felt like. Now they actually have a real ice machine and it looks good. Overall experience, they do have a jukebox. And like I said before, super important to me to have a jukebox because you want to have music playing. Now, they don't always have sports on every TV either, which is kind of dumb. And we did not say that in the last one with Ellington, not always having sports on TV, which is kind of annoying. You know, I feel like sports on TV, especially nowadays, is important when you do it. When you have a bar,
if you're a tavern or a bar and grill, you gotta have.
You don't need. It doesn't even necessarily have to be sports, but have something entertaining that's not CSI Miami, right? Like why do you want a talk show? You can't hear it anyway. So why do you have that on? Put something that's entertaining. They have those Chive TVs or whatever in some bars, and it's like entertaining to watch people fall off sleds and things like that. Like that's funny to me while I'm sitting there drinking. So. So yeah, I would say overall experience at Miller's Place was good, but they can do so much better and there's so much potential with that place.
Right.
And I think I would love to see more potential out of it.
Yeah, I think it's another case of the owners getting more involved and making sure the people are trained right and everything. And I understand that it's hard to get good employees. Yeah. I mean, I have trouble getting employees for my work, but you got to be on top of this stuff. You have to pay more attention to what they're doing and how things are done and set up. So, again, this is all our opinions, and we're not trashing these places. I mean, I've gone to these places, and I will be back. But this is just, you know, what we think. So,
yeah, these are just our opinions on things. Like we said, it's not a knock on any of these places. I think it's just our opinion. We go into certain bars, look for certain things. Other people might look for certain things. But what we want is to bring you guys a platform that we can give you our overall opinion and our real opinion on things.
It's up to you to go check these places out.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, you could go to these places and say, I think you guys are absolutely wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to go there on a Friday
And you know what? Let us know that.
And that's great. Let us know. We'll do it. We'll meet you there.
Message us on Instagram.
Sounds kind of like a threat there. We'll meet you there.
Message us on Instagram, Facebook, and let us know if you want us to check out your certain place or your bar in your area, or if you're from Miller's or Ellington and you want us to really check it out on a night that you know is popping, as the kids say.
Is that still a thing, popping?
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I might be out of that, too. I don't know. Whew. But if that's the case,
a bird in the Arctic.
Let us know. That's a puffin.
Oh, okay.
Let us know. I'll meet you out there. You know, I'll buy you a beer. You know what I mean? Just let me know, you know, what we said was wrong. And, you know, if we're wrong, then I'll buy you a beer. If you're wrong, you buy me a beer.
I think you're wrong.
I'm not buying you a beer.
Yeah. So if 100 people call you?
You're not getting 100 beers, for the record. But anyway. Coming up soon, we have a couple bars that we went to in Frankenmuth, Michigan, and we're going to review a couple of those. So that'll be fun. Hopefully a couple of interviews coming up with some entertainment people that we know personally, and potentially some events that we've been to. Please subscribe, follow on our social medias, Facebook, Instagram. There will be a Twitter soon, I promise. I just haven't done it. Sorry. What is it called now? X is what it's called? Not Twitter anymore?
X.
So, yeah. So, we're going to have those. Follow us. Subscribe. And we appreciate you guys for tuning in. And we will see you next time. Remember, beer ain't free. And keep your taps running true. One day we might visit you.
Did you come up with that all on your own? Yes. Very, very impressive.
It's a team effort.
Yeah.
Well done.
You're supposed to put the outro music on.
We really do have outro music here.
Yes, we do.
And cue music. Go.
We did our...
Maybe. You know, prior to this, we were experiencing technical difficulties, and those difficulties don't seem to have gone away.
We can keep talking, I guess.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, probably have a little bit of time left. Anyways.
Oh, wait. No, that's user error.
User error happens sometimes. I do that all the time. It's all right.
It's frequent. Repeat your line one more time. One more time. I want to hear that again.
Remember, beer ain't free, and keep your taps running true. One day, we may visiting you.
It ain't free, Mr. Beer. What the hell are you doing to me? My friends are here every night. If I don't have a beer with them, it just ain't right. That room's true, so I can have one or two. I drink beer, but it ain't free. Mr. Bartender, can you pour another, please? My tab is clear, got nothing to do. I'll stay and have another round with you. Pray the tap runs true, so I can have one with you. I drink beer.